I believe that how you look does not define who you are as a person, whether you have tattoos, piercings, or a crazy hairstyle. You should not be judged for how you look, but on what you do. The doctor that performed your neck surgery could be covered in tattoos underneath his or her scrubs. My sophomore year of high school, I decided to dread my hair, knowing that many people would frown down upon this decision. This decision did not negatively impact the person I have become. I was volunteering at Lincoln Memorial Gardens one day, working at a tree planting station. It involved the kids making flower pots out of newspaper, and the box that the tools came in read pot maker. While working the stand, an elderly woman came up and said, "You have dreads, and that says pot maker. Wonder what this stand is up to." What that woman did not realize is that I was volunteering for the National Honor Society at my school. This woman was quick to judge me based on my hair and did not take the time to get to know the real me. Being judged so openly has helped me see that you should get to know the person behind the looks. I had just finished pumping gas and was walking into the gas station when a man walking out gave me a weird look. He said, "Did you do that to your hair on purpose?" When I responded with yes, he shook his head in disgust and walked away. He did not take the time to ask about my future goals and find out that I wanted to become a police officer and that I was well on my way of going to college and pursuing my dream. More and more today, people are becoming open-minded with differing trends. But some people are not used to seeing professionals, such as police officers, doctors, and lawyers covered in tattoos. When I dreaded my hair, I did not do it for a certain reason or cause, but because I liked the style and thought it looked cool. Because I have dreadlocks, a hairstyle that is connected with bad activities, I have been associated with these activities. This perception of me would change if the people would ask questions and get to know the real me. With the encounters that I've had, I have learned that people would judge you based on appearances. Because of my own experiences with dreadlocks, I have gained a new respect for people that dare to stand out among the rest, and have realized the importance of getting to know someone before passing judgment. This, I believe, that is not how you look, the hair on your head, the clothes that you wear, or the tattoos and piercings you choose to have that define you as a person. It is about the choices you make and the impact these choices have on society.